Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. But today, it's mostly about Vic McKay!
I bet you're sitting at home wondering, how did a little podcast like Mom Said Pod get such a big star as Vic McKayless? And that's right, it's because
We begged, we pleaded,
we started a GoFundMe. We
showed up at their house.
We begged and pleaded $20,000.
You begged and pleaded because I was here and I refused to leave. And you're like, please leave. And I was like, let me on the podcast.
Let me on the pod immediately. Anyway, you'll learn more about Vic in the episode. No, you won't. We just talk about nonsense for like an hour.
I think you sort of learn a lot about sort of me and where I came from and where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of important.
We catch you in a brief moment in the midst of your journey.
Yes.
Yes. Which is all a podcasting is.
It's all just us meeting on the road of life, on the journey to wherever.
Yeah,
we do have one of the greatest unintentional mashups in musical theater / pop ballad history. Where it's a little bit Troy Bolton meets Daniel Powder, which I enjoyed very, very much. But that's what you're about to hear. We will have some things in the episode description for you to go to. Vic is pushing to some wonderful charities that they're very passionate about. I am pushing to a bunch of dumb nonsense.
And so, we're doing Gen Z heart X millennial heart. No. By the way, I'm millennial. I do the Gen Z heart to stay relevant.
Is that the... Oh, right, right.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said.
I wish for you to shackle yourself. Can you put a genie back in a bottle by wishing it back in the bottle?
Well, here's my curiosity is like, how does a genie get in the bottle in the first place? My thought is that it's some magical being that somebody comes in and is like, hey, do you want a wish just out of the kindness of my heart? And it's like, put it yourself in a bottle.
Put yourself in a bottle. Also,
No. Because the one most famous genie was dying to get out.
Who's the most famous genie in
Robin's
your opinion?
Williams.
Robin Williams. Is that not the most famous genie to you?
I dream.
Well, and here's my question.
Her bottle was cute.
It's honestly home decor inspo.
Yeah.
Are we talking about...
We loved it in there.
But why are some in bottles and why are some in lamps?
I think it's the same thing.
I think it also
speaks to how women were treated in the 60s and 70s that she was like, please let me go back in my bottle. I got to decorate in here.
She's like, I'm so tired of crossing my arms and
like,
waiting.
Please, I'm begging you.
Jokes aside, were women living alone in the 60s except this one genie living inside that lamp?
In the bottle, she got to have a credit card and a bank account.
She got to vote. She got to vote for what went down in
she
the bottle.
She got to vote for a female candidate in the bottle.
Yeah.
She was the president of her own fucking bottle.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine.
Ugh. The president of her own fucking bottle.
And the passport was cute.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it from the US?
It was
or
not.
Are you just saying the photo's cute or the passport
Both.
Itself?
The passport itself.
Wow.
Cute animal panda.
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 Paisley
like
background.
How you can get
Paisley
your credit card.
Background.
You can get your credit card to be like WWE, you know? Which is different than the fighting. No, I'm talking about the World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah, it's John Cena and a panda.
You can get your credit card to
it's
be
John Cena
WWE.
Has a panda in a headlock.
Yeah. It's with a paisley background. It's really cute.
Really cute.
Friends,
I do think that that part of the fan. Oh,
please.
We've got a pianist.
Switch.
Go ahead.
Switch.
Step over. I'll step under. Friends, we have one of the greatest, most prolific pianists in Los Angeles here in the studio. Vic McKayless is with us. You may know them as
a pianist,
as an actor or a comedian or a host, actory, comedian-y person, but really what they're known for in our family, in our home, is their piano work. If you could give us a little bit. Do you mind? Yeah, hit us with that. Yeah.
In the key of F.
Yeah, actually, they might be in the key of F. Hold on. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
guys.
We are here on this day. We have Vic with us today, and we must.
This is going so much better than I possibly could have imagined. Really? The fact that I was able to go up the octave and then go down again and then go back to the same spot is a miracle.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, your command of octaves is what makes you so exceptional as a pianist.
One of the things
okay, switch back.
Switch back.
Too much
Did
power.
You go over or under?
Huh?
We're just going to be tangled.
We're going to be tangled.
Can I say when you said, it jogged a memory for me that 3 days ago I was watching Princess Diaries 2 with my mom. And I knew the Genovian National Anthem by heart.
Do it.
What? Give me your starting, please.
It's an F.
Can you give me a note? Genovia, my home and native land.
King of Kings,
Genovia, forever will your banner wave
in Hathaway.
She's having another moment, isn't she?
Oh my God, she looks so good.
Did she go to the Met? Do we know if she went to the Met? She must have.
She did.
The baseball team.
And what did she
the
wear?
The Bezos team.
The WWE.
Everyone was mad about Bezos, huh? He spent all the money, but that's kind of how museums work.
I know. I think it just is.
Is the richies come in and
I
keep
think
it
it's
alive?
Just sort of, I think being rich is sort of tacky. At
and
this
let
point.
Me be very clear.
That is it.
Yeah.
And let me be very clear. Not taking Bezos' side in this, just sort of
Lauren
observing.
Lauren Sanchez's side for you.
Very Lauren Sanchez. I'm very pro Lauren Sanchez.
Listen,
let the record reflect.
Lauren Sanchez, don't know a thing about her. Probably not a fan. The second they get divorced, I'm on her side.
I love that.
Oh.
As soon as she starts Mackenzie Scotting, we love you, baby. Yeah.
Nothing has ever been better than Mackenzie Scott doing what she's up to, which is being rich. I bet she still makes out like a bandit, though, because you get so much money that at some point you're like, sure, give her $2 billion. See if I care. See if I notice.
She got to buy the Met Gala this year.
Even if
she gets nothing else,
literally
that's what she
it.
Gets. She can brand deal until...
Imagine, this is not this kind of podcast, but imagine you buy the Met Gala and then you wear what she wore. A nothing dress. Slammed.
Welcome back to Slammed with the Gibb siblings. Welcome back to Slammed with the Gibb sibs, where we rank all the rich people's outfits. Hey, are bandits making out? Why do we say that?
The Koch brothers, bottom of the list.
Bottom of the list of what?
Fashion.
Bandits?
Fashion bandits.
Oh, yeah. Koch brothers, bottom of the list. Elon, pre-hair plugs, bottom of the list. Post-hair plugs.
Ooh, even lower.
Hair plugs are tacky, too. I'll tell you what was chic as fuck. Dochi showed up barefoot.
No, Dochi looks sick.
Dochi showed up barefoot
this
to the
is
Met
that
Gala.
Kind of, this is that kind of podcast, huh? Today. Anyway, hi. Thanks for being
mean?
Here. We're a fashion podcast today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so
of
sorry.
Course.
I misadvertised.
Look, hot or not. I wore fringe.
Look it.
Normally we're sort of
you're
like
in blue
a
blue and sort of a stitch, a sweater with a name on it.
You. We're sort of like in a
and you representing the entire world.
The entire world.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Each country?
Every country.
Are you getting excited for
and
it's
my president.
Oh. Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Mr. Mickey himself. Is this wow. Wow. Mickey's representing every country in the world. Wow, wow. Where did you get this?
At a skateboard store. At a skateboard store. Skating away.
Powerful voice.
When I was auditioning for a lot of musical theater in high school, I had a musical theater director who told me I sounded just like Joni Mitchell if she was really sick.
That's not true.
They were like literally, and it was said as like the highest compliment was like, you sound just like Joni Mitchell if she had a head cold, like a chronic head cold.
If she'd been flying too much and needed some rest.
Yeah, and sort of did permanent damage.
And honestly, that is kind of a compliment.
Absolutely. I will take that 1,000%.
I wish I knew the chords to Landslide or something. You know what I mean? Sure. That's Joni, right?
Yeah, try.
Try?
Skateboard store!
Skateboard store!
Skateboard store! Skate on out of here, boy! Skateboard store!
Hey, but it's my first time in a skateboard store. I'm wondering if... I don't know, I assume you guys have skateboards, or...
We got skateboards and we got the good word, buddy. Jesus!
Tell me more about
and
this.
The blood and the covered in the blood.
And the lamb of the blood and the covered in the blood. And the lamb in the blood and the covered in the blood. And the lamb in the blood and the covered in the
bay paradise. Put up a parking lot. I think we nailed that.
I honestly, that felt good about that.
Guys, I want to try something for the very first time.
Please.
Right now.
Okay, go ahead. You're clearing your throat, which makes me nervous. We do have segments, by the
it
way.
Makes me
we'll
excited.
Get to segments.
We don't have to.
We're just kind of, you know,
whatever Allie wants.
Enjoying
is what
the
I
moment,
do.
But I just want you to know there is structure coming.
I don't feel worried for a second.
I know you don't, but I just feel the need to say it.
I'm honest to God. If this comes out perfect, this is a new thing I know how to do.
Wait. If it's loud, pull away.
It's not loud.
Allie blows out the mic a lot because there's a lot of power.
It's not loud.
Oh, I love that.
Powerful.
Okay, here we go. This is a big buildup. Do you need an underscore? Just go ahead, do it. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
I'm honestly
sorry,
nervous, like when you're about to go like on a zip line right before you jump.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was trying to do Mickey Mouse's laugh.
No, you
no,
nailed
it was Goofy.
That came through.
You
goofy.
Did Goofy.
It was Goofy. What's Mickey do?
Uh-huh.
That was very good, very good, very good.
I know what you mean. I got very a little good. Scared too. I was like, oh God, here we go. Uh-huh. I'm jumping.
Because actually, I actually have no idea. I have
decent.
No idea. I have no way of predicting what's going to come out of my mouth.
Al, do you have impressions? This is a dangerous path to
follow. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, the yeah, only Al. One I can do is Miss Piggy.
Really?
Oh, Miss Piggy. You do.
Oh, Kermit.
That's a good piggy.
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Kermit.
I'm so happy to be home from work.
Why are there so many
songs
about rainbows?
I lost it.
That's
I
actually
lost
a really
it.
Hard
lost
song
it.
To play. I'm not going to play that.
Miss Piggy. I lost it. It's gone. I can't. I lost her. She got lost in this echo cave.
Anyway. Okay, so we've all got pretty B+ Muppets. That
feels generous.
Fine.
A Muppet if they had a really bad head cold.
What about this one? That's good. What about this one? Meep, 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 meep.
Are
really
you doing
good.
Beaker?
Yeah.
Okay, good, I guess.
Do yours.
Okay, but do you remember the oh boy that I hit in the mountains of Panama City?
Oh, yeah, you had one really good Mickey Mouse.
And it will
Mouse,
never
oh
be recreated.
Get it again. Give us your Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
oh
try.
Go
your
ahead.
Mickey
come
Mouse
on.
While
come
we're
on.
Here.
Throw
LP,
some reverb.
LP, let's
throw some
go.
Reverb
while
on
we're
it
in
too.
The neighborhood. While
throw
we're
some
in the
reverb.
Oh, boy. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh, boy. I feel great about this.
Yeah. Anyway, here we are on the podcast.
We could be the designated survivors for the Muppets.
I should maybe tell people why Vic is here. Vic's here because we love them, but also because...
I chained myself to the door and I said, let me do the podcast or I'm not leaving.
Gotta do the podcast or else I'm not leaving. Vic and I met 100,000 years ago doing a friend's short film where we both went...
I think we should hang out.
I think we should hang out. I remember coming home... I came home and I was like, I definitely have met the funniest person I've ever met.
Stop.
No, I'm dead ass.
Aww. Shut up.
Well, I...
Shut
yes.
up.
Well, you
no
know...
No way.
I did because yeah. There was one time where we had the same representation.
That is true.
And it was because I was like, hey, you need to be a part of this person because they're on the way up, up, up.
Oh, you know what?
And then I was wrong and you haven't done shit since.
I haven't done anything.
But that's... But,
kind of
hey,
floundering, changing myself to the
look,
door.
I've
got
a bad
time.
Radar for this kind of thing. I've got a bad radar for this kind of thing, but we're hoping to platform you on this podcast.
Thank God. Here
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Please check them out.
Yeah. I'm hoping if I sing enough,
yeah,
they'll let me off.
I agree.
Somewhere in Branson.
Somewhere in Branson.
The Stampede, the Parton Stampede.
Oh my God.
That song just came back to me. Do you remember
that
song?
The time to believe.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
Oh, no. But no. Yes.
Which Wait, one is the one you're doing?
I was doing, you had a bad day.
That is it.
No.
No, that I couldn't see that you were always there beside me.
Isn't that the same song?
No, you're singing High School
Musical.
You're singing.
No, it is the same one.
No, you're singing the beginning of High School Musical.
Here. No, it is not. Let's sing it. Let's sing it. Let's sing it.
Let's find it together.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see
that you were always right there beside me.
This is so messed up. I am being gaslit.
No, you are singing High School Musical and
pull up the lyrics.
And Daniel LP, Powder.
LP, help me.
And Daniel Powder.
LP, help me. I'm drowning. You are watching me drown. You put on your oxygen mask and you will not assist me.
Hold on.
I had to believe that I could see.
Daniel Powder, how does it start? What are the lyrics?
Hold on. I've got to be on mic. How does it lyric?
You
does
are it? Singing High School Musical, for sure.
Okay.
There's no way.
Okay, here's what's crazy.
It starts the same way.
It starts like this. High School Musical starts.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see.
Here's how Daniel Powder's Bad Day starts.
Where is the moment when
we
need it the most?
That's exactly what I said.
You kick in the leaves and the magic is lost.
Anyway, wow, those are the same song, huh? That's pretty good.
Same words and everything.
Same words and everything. It's a duet. They're
it's
both
almost,
duets.
It's almost like the Canadian National Anthem and the Genovian National Anthem.
I literally, as you started it, I was like, you're singing the Canadian National Anthem.
No, I know. They're really they're the similar. Same. Just oh, like Canada. These two songs.
Just like those two songs. Anyway, so Vic and I met 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. We love them.
I love you guys. This is perfect.
No,
I would confess.
You.
I'll confess this on the podcast that I haven't said this to anyone. I've said this to you, I think, via text, but I don't think these guys know this. When I was in, we're gonna have jokes out of the room for 1 second.
Okay.
Oh God.
I know. When I was in the trenches of a 3 or 4 month old baby.
Yeah.
We got coffee, and you were like, "You're gonna be okay," and I was like, "I don't think I am," and you were like, "Don't give up."
And it meant a lot coming from them.
It meant a lot.
Because you when respect a homie, them. Because when you a respect homie, their opinion.
Yes. And when a homie looks at you and is like, "You're going to be fine, you idiot." And you're like, "Yeah, I'm probably going to be fine." But it was just the trenches.
No, you need a mirror sometimes. It's just like I was saying,
"You'll be all right, bro."
It's easy to see the past and the future when you're looking at somebody and it's hard to see it in yourself.
And honestly, sometimes
it's hard to believe that I couldn't see.
You were always right beside me.
Those
when
are
I was
song.
Alone, nobody to hold.
Wait, you guys, that is your song. That is your song.
Whoa.
Because you had a bad day. I played that at church once.
Bad day?
At church.
Why?
We went to one of those mega churches had like guitars on stage.
That was me too.
They did like...
Somebody was just singing this song the other day and I was like, it really like brought me back. Like, did you guys do that one where it's like, it's big, big house
with lots and lots of rooms. It's a big, big table with lots and lots of food. It's a big, big yard where we can play football.
Touchdown.
It's a big, big house. It's my father's house.
Holy cow.
Propaganda.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a beautiful place.
Honestly, it's a good song.
God's wow. house is a mini mansion.
Is this podcast just... a megachurch recovery group session?
No, totally, because we had
for sure.
We had Kenton Chen on last week who also had some things to talk about.
Really just had some stuff.
Everybody that comes on here...
We give sandwiched in between us, we remind people of church.
Yes, yes. Because it is...
For whatever reason.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
And after people walk in, we usually stand up and shake the hand of the person next to us.
Look at what both of you are wearing.
What are you
talking
about?
And then we ask you for 20% of your income.
Yeah. You asked me to donate 20% of my salary from this.
What are you talking about?
It's what God would want.
Yeah.
I think I've been thinking a lot because I'm like, I'm not a huge music person anymore. And I think I really
In what way do you mean by this?
I'm like, I love musical theater stuff, but like, I'm like, I just don't listen to a lot of music in my downtime. And I realized it was because growing up, I would listen to so much like Hillsong-y stuff and it's like I think I really came to this conclusion pretty recently and I was just like, oh, that was so much of what I was listening to, and when I sort of like left I just was like not really I'm like I'm not gonna listen to that anymore, but I was like, yeah. Oh, but that music does like that's where I always found God, and I
that
was like, that
hits.
Is it's so catchy.
Have you
Revisited?
Is well, that what no. You're have you repurposed to a band like Fun?
Fun.
Some nights I wake up cashing in my bed.
That feels like Hillsong to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Same shit.
Not Hosier.
No, Hosier feels like Hillsong
Hosier
to
singing?
Me.
He's the one that's like, take me to church. Yep, it's a bad to buy. Yep, it's a bad enough.
Yes, a bad to choose. Up with the butt da da. I'm going to be honest. I feel like Hosier has a little bit more depth.
Have you ever been on a podcast with this much reverb?
I love it.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's so good, LP.
Okay,
it's
great. LP.
What the fuck is LP?
Lil Peen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's fine. Lil Peen.
Gotcha. Lil
anyway,
Peen.
Okay, so we wanted to do, Al, you got your phone?
Yeah.
Here's a
is
new
this
segment.
One of those segments
here's
I've been
a new segment
so much
that
about?
We're testing out.
It's only a segment just for you.
It's a really? Segment we invented just for you.
I can't wait.
And you'll know why. We want to hit you with some rapid fire questions.
Oh, yay.
Here we go. Al, are you starting
I'm
or
not
me?
I'm not gonna think about them. I'm gonna do the first thing
just
that comes to my
this
head.
Is how
you
this is what
it.
We're hoping.
You start.
Hold on. We should probably have a theme song for rapid fire questions. Al, you want to invent one real quick?
Yeah.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let me hit you with this. Great.
Questions with Vic.
That was you have a beautiful voice too. What the hell?
Don't encourage. Don't Thank encourage. Don't encourage. Podcast. Don't encourage.
That was amazing.
Don't
God made me
don't
to
encourage.
Do this podcast.
I think you have a better voice than Gabe.
No, this is sure. True, but don't encourage.
And more importantly,
thank you, LP.
And more importantly, louder.
And louder. More important, yes, because which good is, singing is loud singing.
I stand by it. At regional theater, the volume is the thing that matters most.
Honest
volume
is to art. God.
Acting is
it
crying,
is.
Singing is volume.
Yes. Acting is crying,
singing
is
volume.
Volume. Put that on a shirt.
Write it down. Write it down.
Write
Grant's
that
writing
down.
It in his journal. We'll circle back
that's
to that.
That's a shirt.
Later. Okay, rapid
that's
fire
a shirt
questions.
That's
here
a
we go.
Crying, singing is volume. Corporate America.
Oh, big jump.
Is.
Ass.
No. I'm just trying to equate something for my job.
Oh, sorry.
Corporate sure. America is.
Progress.
Cracking a little joke.
Okay, great.
Whoa. I love that.
Okay.
Rapid fire questions with Vic.
Right now.
Oh.
I added a little tag.
I
keep
did.
Going.
I
keep
did
going.
No,
going.
You go first. You go no, first.
It's me first?
Yes.
Okay. Cherry or heirloom?
Cherry.
Who is someone you would honest to God wedgie if there were no consequences?
Wedgie?
Wedgie.
Ronald Reagan.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
70.
What is the name of your next dog?
Marks.
Which is your strongest?
Not spelled the way you think.
Right.
Like M-A-R-K-S.
Okay, great. Like multiple marks.
Like skid marks. We're kind of trolling him a little bit.
Okay. Oh,
kind of a bully.
That's
yeah. It's a little bit of a bully.
I like this. Keeping
the dog is a little too pretty and we need to take it down a bit.
Yeah, I get it. Well, because you got to establish dominance.
Skid is honestly an incredible name, too.
And instead skid. It's Marks.
Skid. Okay.
God-given name, Skid.
Here we go.
Nickname Marks.
Which is your strongest finger?
Left.
Which What's funny is the follow-up question Allie wrote is which hand?
Left
you already
finger,
answered it.
Left finger, left hand.
Left finger,
left
hand.
Finger, left hand.
Do you want to go outside?
Yep.
How long can you hold your breath?
7 minutes.
Hot dogs or legs?
Huh?
Hot dogs or legs?
Hot dogs?
Or legs.
Legs.
Hot dogs being like attractiveness
hey,
level of
do
a dog?
Do what you think we said.
Okay, legs.
Were you high school and popular?
No.
What's your favorite beetle or wiggle?
Jade Beetle.
Who's my hero?
Your hero. 3, 2, 1, Billy Graham.
Billy Graham. One of the greatest mega pastors of the last
Billy. Kind of an
years.
Original.
Billy Graham. Any relation to Lauren Graham?
Gotta be.
Gotta be some connection
I actually
there.
Have a question speaking of Graham.
Let's hear yeah. it.
It's not a rapid fire question, but I was at the La Cologne by the river the other day.
Congratulations.
Every
Which river? LA?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Every podcast I drop a clue closer to where I live, which is really dangerous.
The other day,
the
Allie,
river is long.
The other in an episode a couple weeks ago, Allie literally started to say the numbers of her address
yeah.
and stopped halfway, and we were like, "Hey bro, don't."
Guess the rest.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have to move. So, I was at the La Cologne by the river.
Sure.
And they have seasonal latte flavors.
Okay.
Right now they have s'more flavor.
No.
That, reminds me.
Wait, why s'more?
S'more flavor
oh,
for
because of
May?
Summer? Because of
you
summer?
You know what? Usually they do strawberry this time
yes,
of year because
rhubarb,
that's a springtime.
Some sort of a fruit.
Rhubarb latte?
You sick.
Rhubarb latte.
Rhubarb latte.
I don't know. They're putting
diabolical
fizzy water in there now.
No, I know.
Oh, they're running like crazy. A sparkly espresso?
Yes.
I believe that's Italian.
How do we feel about that?
Italian.
Italian?
You know that our mom and papa say Italian.
I know. There's a generation
Italics.
Of the whites that say Italian.
Italian.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It starts with I.
Mm-hmm. Mom and I were talking today about there's also a more of like a generationalism than a regionalism where our grandfather says Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday.
That's more of a Midwest thing, I would argue.
Yes, but like we're all Midwest. We don't say that. Just my grandpa. So it's like
are those the same guys that say car wash?
I think
that's goofy from
you say
the Disney
I say Mindy and Kerr Wersh.
Yeah.
So me and your grandpa.
Unbelief. Yeah, you and grandpa. I think you guys have a lot of the same opinions, too. You guys
probably
hold a lot of the same opinions.
What, you mean like politically?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They kind of are aligned.
Me and Gramps are constantly talking about how we don't believe in borders.
No, of course. Of course. Y'all want to lock it down because it creates a safety.
We say we don't believe in borders at all.
Oh, I said
get
the
rid
opposite
of them,
erase
them.
Oh, yes, yeah, get rid of. Yes, yeah, you guys both agree.
You think you own whatever land you land on.
Stunning.
The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. So there's a s'mores flavor latte at the La Cologne.
Sure.
And the main function... No, the main flavor that's coming through in the s'mores flavor of latte, because of course I got it.
Graham cracker.
And it got me thinking.
Why?
Guys, I'm pro, by the way. This whole story all the way through, I'm like this. Yes, s'mores latte. Yes, graham cracker forward. Now.
I don't mind that again. Just April, May?
Totally. It should be August.
It should be August.
Yeah.
August going into September. We're camping.
I don't know who does the content calendar for La Cologne. Flavor calendar for La Cologne?
I don't either, but I used to work there and they...
You used to work at La Cologne?
Yeah, I worked at La Cologne Beverly Hills, bro.
Doesn't that suck?
Misery, dude.
Doesn't that suck? Like
Misery.
Recently he works there.
Like, is it three years ago I worked there.
Is it one of those things where it's like Cold Stone where you have to sing if you get a tip?
No, because you don't get a tip ever from those Beverly Hills.
But if...
rock up in their G-Wagon, park illegally...
Well, your tip is you get to see it and then go, I want to live like that.
Yeah, and I wish for the kind of misery that fuels a G-Wagon.
Invest.
But if Vic and I were a Beverly Hills couple.
Yeah?
We rock up, we give you a $10 tip. What song would you sing us?
We're holding hands. You're being really homophobic about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm really trying to...
Do you hate this?
Well, now that you've called it out so blatantly, I do have to say I'm not sure
I
agree with the lifestyle.
I'm taking my fizzy espresso and I'm throwing it in your face.
I'm not sure I agree with the lifestyle because I went to a skateboard shop that taught me a lot about Jesus. And this skateboard taught me about independent trucks and also Spitfire wheels and Tony Hawk and also a man named Jesus and Mindy's and Tuesdays and all this kind of stuff. I don't know what I would sing.
Car worst in the blood.
I would sing, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. Okay, should we move on to another segment?
Wait,
how are we doing?
I didn't
on
even
time?
Finish what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted.
Which was, what do you think makes a graham cracker taste like that?
Sugar?
No. Texture? What's the graham flavor?
Toasted wheat. Toasted.
You're lying. You looked
it up. I got
it.
I did. I got it right?
I don't know.
Oh. Toasted wheat. Grant?
Synonym.
No, because that would be a synonym.
Okay, let the guest guess.
I was also going to say synonyms.
Okay, synonym.
I believe there's probably cinnamon in it.
You're not saying what we're saying.
I'm just saying that there must be something that
I
makes
think it's
it graham.
Honey.
Well,
like, because I think when I think of graham cracker, I don't think of flavor. I think of texture.
You think of the crunch, or when I think of graham cracker, I think of them being a little bit stale.
A little stale, a little flaky.
Is there anything that you think of flavor prior to texture?
What? I think honey, like a honey wheat.
When you think of honey, you think of the flavor of honey more than the texture of honey?
The question you're asking is so unbelievably, so in eating its own self.
No. Vic said, when I think of a graham cracker, I think of the texture more than I think of the flavor.
Yeah.
And I thought that's curious because for most things, I think of the flavor before I
agree.
Think of the texture.
Most things I think of the flavor first. But for graham cracker, like the top line thing is like that weird sort of like weedy, crunchy thing.
Yeah. Okay. While you're moving on to the next segment, I'm going to do the grunt work of looking up what makes a graham cracker graham.
Perfect.
Wow, what
can
grunt
I do
work?
A segment really quick?
Please. Do you need an intro for it? Do you need like a little... bump of some kind?
Please.
How can I?
Just give me a beat and I'll do it.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about the Burbank Airport. Cut.
Let's talk about the fucking Burbank Airport.
I went there for the first time.
For the first time?
And we're very close to it right now. Sorry. I don't know if that's also sort of...
Okay, let's say the address together. 419982 Burbank Airport
Boulevard, Bob Hope.
Real quick, Graham Flower.
Graham Flower?
Wow, so glad.
That
so
fucking
glad.
Sucks
Wait,
as an answer.
The Burbank Airport, by the way, they're doing... some construction, and they're going to make it even cuter, but I worry that it'll attract more people.
Gabe, no. This is extremely bad news for lovers of the Burbank Airport, which should be all of us.
Okay. I hate it.
It's a damn train station of an airport, which is what I love about it. You just breeze on through. They don't even check your bags. They say, come on in.
Wait, you hated the Burbank?
I hated the Burbank Airport. It was my first time there. I'm so sorry if this is our breaking point. No. Hey, come back. I hated it. I hated everything about it. I was through it a minute and a half. The pilot was hanging out on the tarmac.
Yeah,
chatting with people around and about.
It's
he went in and got a snack from the Guy Fieri stand before getting back on the plane.
That's real. And by the way, when you get back off the plane, they just dump you onto the tarmac.
Yes.
They don't even put you back in the building.
Under the wing. I shouldn't be able to see the underbelly of the plane. It's like a cat. It shouldn't trust me to go underneath there.
It's awesome. I love the Burbank Airport.
Hated it.
Well, Vic, you're going to get your evil wish because they're adding a fucking international terminal.
Thank God.
That's what they're adding?
An international terminal?
They're adding a...
Burbank to Dubai? What are we doing?
Burbank to Dubai, bro.
Burbank to Dubai.
And that is a nightmare for a multitude of reasons. One is it's just going to double the traffic to the Burbank Airport. Everything that was charming about it goes away. And now what do we have? A shitty airport with a Guy Fieri stand, and it's busy.
Good.
And I bet you they still dump you onto the tarmac.
Okay, we like to do a thing before we move on to the next section of the show, which is that we do a speed haiku. Are you aware? You're aware of a haiku. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Yes, we try to do it as quickly as we can. If we could all do a speed haiku about the Burbank Airport, that would be fantastic. Allie, you can go first.
International will kill my vibe crazy hard. I can't believe this.
Would you like to try?
Get back on that plane. You are a pilot, my guy. Respect yourself, exclamation.
Okay.
Exclamation being one syllable.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Guy Fieri.
No.
The Italian pronunciation.
You're just going to this. Guy Fieri.
Hold on. Guy Fieri. Thanks. Without your cuisine. Hold on. I'm having ear disease. This is what happens to Allie every episode.
Wait, this happens to me every episode. It's
Guy
great to watch
Fieri, thanks. Without your cuisine, we have nothing to eat here.
Whoa. Well, I think we got a little liberal with the how we were counting those syllables.
No,
but
I think I was dialed in.
Has anyone in the room ever eaten at the Guy Fieri kiosk at the Burbank Airport?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And what's there to eat?
That, I will say, is the only good thing about
it. It is good.
The breakfast sando is fantastic.
Oh.
Crispy
tots. The breakfast sando. I saw Tony Hale at the Burbank Airport once. What a great sighting.
Oh, I saw a boy who I seen dance in a movie once at the Burbank Airport.
Channing Tatum's? Was it Channing's Tates?
CT?
Channing Tatum.
DJ LP?
I have something to say.
Yeah, please. Keep us on track.
We'll move on after this.
Okay.
Before this, Allie and I got sushi at a hand roll place.
Congrats.
And the guy said, hey, what can I get you guys?
Sort of a waiter.
And she said, is the shrimp yummy?
No, I didn't say, is the shrimp yummy? I said, which one is the yummy shrimp?
She said, is the shrimp yummy?
I didn't say, is the shrimp yummy?
Did she do it in that
voice?
Good
question.
Did she do it in that voice?
Actually, kind of, yeah.
I know. Anyway.
No.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. I will never understand when people ask if something is yummy at a restaurant, because what is he going to do? Say no?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they say
people
no.
Do that?
Yes.
That's a bad...
Every once in a while, you'll say that to a waiter, and they'll look at you and go, I'd get the steak.
Okay, fair enough.
It's rare though.
It depends. You got to create a vibe up
top.
So
is the steak. You said it's rare though.
Oh my god. Each and every week, you guys send us in a voice memo with a problem that you're having. Okay, tough to watch. Tough to watch. This episode, tough to watch.
It's getting cut down to 4.5 minutes.
Yes. After Vic leaves, we're going to get all the notes in an email of all the cuts we need to make.
A full re-record.
The only thing that will be left is the mention of DJ Lil Peen. That's all that will be left in the whole episode.
Thank God. Honestly, if that is my only contribution, I feel great about
Vic's
that.
Team
and I'm
is,
sorry.
Vic's team is here in the house. They've been taking notes the entire time. Big There's highlighter, big red pen.
Behind yeah. Grant, you can't see it. It's why Grant is cut out via green screen.
Six
when,
or seven
when
people.
He's on
yeah.
Hot, furrowed yeah. brows.
Yes.
You think it's six or seven? They're doing an experiment where they make people pocket size. And so
oh,
there's a couple people in people's pockets.
People in people's pockets with tiny red pens.
That's tiny red
that's
pens.
That's a CAA thing.
That's a CAA thing. Big red pens, tiny red pens.
Pocket agents.
Pocket agents.
Each and every week, you guys send in a voice memo of a problem you're having, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
This week comes in from our friend Michaela, and
hear
very quickly that there is a problem that Michaela, I'm not sure, knows is a problem, and we will have to ask Michaela to perhaps...
Do some reflection.
Do it again.
This is a
But we can again. Sing a song to Michaela because there will be a problem presented that
oh
you will
my
notice.
God.
Let me play this minute.
Michaela, by the way, I'm already on your side.
Let me play this minute long voice memo from our friend Michaela.
Okay.
Hi, Allie, Gabe, and Grant. My name's Michaela. I'm a big fan of this very silly podcast.
Is that the problem?
That's the problem. There is then 45 straight seconds of silence. So can we maybe help?
Wait, but was this unbelievable comedy on her part, maybe?
It could have been. But I think we need to help Michaela solve the problem that they're having, which is audio-based, I think.
Speak up, Michaela.
Speak up, Michaela.
Theater's about being loud. Everyone knows that you get what you want if you're a squeaky wheel.
Don't you know what Jesus died for?
Speak up.
It's so you could go to the Apple Store
and get a new phone. Speak up, Michaela.
Normally people tell us real problems that they're having and we genuinely fix them through beautiful music.
I love that you heard that one while we're doing this one today.
I don't know why.
Gabe said, Vic's here. Let's do a crazy one.
Let's do the one where there's sort of nothing.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
And you know what? You nailed it. That was exactly the one I wanted to do.
Okay, great. Perfect.
It was perfect.
It came here to do nothing.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said. I said, what is this podcast about? And Gabe said, kind of nothing. And I went, perfect. I'm in.
Perfect. All in.
Book me.
All in.
There's nothing to be said.
Okay, but no one wants to be on a podcast with homework, bro.
Nobody.
Are you trying to do homework for a podcast?
I feel like
Is there a podcast where it's like you got to do a lot of prep for stuff? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a couple of them out there, but not on the whole anymore.
No, well,
they get
no.
weeded out, I feel like.
No, like The Daily.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Sort of, okay. I guess, a lot of that genre. Guess, yeah. No genre of stuff that I'm listening to on a regular basis.
No. The kind of stuff we're listening to is stream of consciousness nonsense, but there are quite a few podcasts where they're doing heavily research.
And that's actually a lie. The main podcast that I listen to, they read a lot of articles and books and things like that. And then tell
that?
Me. I can't say what it is.
Great.
Right.
We won't say.
I can't say
what
it is.
But it's well-researched.
It's well-researched. It's, yeah. You know, it's like they're doing a lot of reading, but they also just chit-chat a lot. So I'm like, oh, they're just chit-chatting. I'm like, no, right. They probably did a lot of prep.
Mm. Well, to be clear, the people in this room, we can't remember the last book we read.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. We don't do that.
When would we read?
When would
NIV
we?
NIV for dudes.
Okay. I just... NIV for dudes. In fact, that's actually today's sponsor is NIV for dudes. Today's sponsor is NIV for dudes. Hey, if you're going to read the Bible, make sure it's fucking rad. Make sure you're reading the one for dudes, because we're not going to read the one for lame-o dweeb girls.
You
okay?
Probably didn't realize this, but there's a lot of sex in the Bible. Yeah, people that have it die a lot, except if they're married for a really long time, and sometimes old ladies get to have kids.
And you're not going to believe this either, but there's a lot of swords in the Bible. That's right. People get their heads cut off, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So tune in for that.
And if you're a dude reading the NIV and you're married, then make sure you talk about how hot your wife is all the time publicly. In a way that makes all of us be like, I guess, but can we say that? That's definitely what Christ wanted.
Do you like monster trucks? Well, we don't have any of that, but we do have the Covenant of Abraham, which is pretty cool too.
NIV for dudes.
I feel great about that. They can use that for free.
I think they probably already are and will. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that's the best. That's the best they've got.
They've already found it. Should we move on? Grant, is it time for us to move on to your journal?
Your journal?
Grant has been... Al, you introduced this better than I do.
Grant has been learning how to write in a journal. He's never done it before.
That's
and
amazing.
Since we started the podcast, he started writing some feelings down in his Mario Kart journal.
I love this.
And we introduce it like this.
Sterling Silver.
And then also...
Oh, I thought we...
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 woo.
That was beautiful.
Did that make you feel good?
It really did. Some follow-up questions, I feel like.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay, please. Go ahead.
Sterling Silver.
Don't know why.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. I love that Mario Kart Journal came for free with your Switch 2.
A fan of this podcast sent us Mario Kart.
A listener sent us.
Love that. That's fantastic. So this was just to help be like, we want this to be a part of your journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you just on the podcast, you were like, I don't like writing. And somebody was like, what if you journaled every week for this podcast?
I think on the podcast, I shared my love for Mario Kart and Mario Party and the Switch in general, and this kind of just happened.
Do you have a Switch too?
Something that I really like.
I don't have a Switch too.
Dang.
Something that I really like about Grant's journal practice is he'll write something down, and then once he's finished writing it down and reads it aloud once, he crosses it out.
I'm organized. I'm organized.
I'm organized.
So that's the point, is once you've read it, then it's off your to-do list.
Yes.
So
yes,
you'll
yes.
find pages and pages of that Mario Kart journal of things crossed out.
It's true.
I love that.
And I don't want to get confused. I get confused.
No further follow-up questions.
Keep
I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. Should we do... We'll do the title thing first.
Okay, great.
Okay, so every week I've been writing down three possible titles, and you guys... Actually, you can explain it, Gabe. Go
no,
ahead.
You're doing it.
Okay. Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
I needed that. Every week I write down three possible titles, and then on the count of three you say, welcome back to this week's episode, whatever title
what
you
think.
What
our guess at the title is.
Okay.
Have
so
you
let
been
me
journaling
give you
as we've been talking?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only time he journals.
Yes. So let me give you the three
titles. It's all clicking for you now, yes. Okay, these are the three title options, as Grant said.
So we've sort of been performing to you. I feel like that's maybe been like a lot of stuff, as we're like, is this funny? Do you like this? And you've just sort of been writing the
yes.
whole time?
Taking notes.
Oh, I don't know anything you guys have said the whole podcast.
I love that. Okay. I love that.
Option number one is acting is crying, singing is volume.
Mm-hmm.
Love. That's a shirt.
Option number two is car wash.
Car wash.
And mm-hmm. option number three is pocket agents.
Ooh.
Pocket agents. Ooh.
So we all decide in our heads what we think the title of this episode is, and then we say... In unison, welcome to this week's episode, whatever we think it is.
Can you hit him with us one more time?
Yeah. Acting is crying, singing is volume, car wash, or pocket agents.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back to this week's
episode.
Oh, fuck. What do we say? Welcome back to this week's episode. We're not welcoming people back.
Yeah.
Welcome to this week's episode. Here we go. Hey,
everybody. Welcome to this week's episode.
Acting is crying, singing is volume.
Allie, okay, I'm so sorry you're incorrect on that.
Wow.
That was to be honest with you, I felt like it was acting is crying, singing is volume, but then when I started laughing, I forgot it. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, see, this is a really good merch opportunity. I'm so sorry. I'm hammering this through, but people that don't even know the pod would be like, that's awesome.
Acting is crying, singing is volume.
It's a merch opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because I didn't know that.
Car wash.
And how would you spell that?
Car wash?
C-E-R-W-E-R-S-H.
Oh, okay.
E-R-S-H.
C-E-R-W-R-S-H. Car wash. Car wash.
That felt good.
Okay, I wrote down three things in my journal.
I am a music man.
Okay. Oh, hey, what did you write in
your journal? The first one I wrote down was, how long does Starbucks have?
In what way? I like this.
No,
in what way?
It's a good question, and I think, unfortunately, the limit...
How long does Starbucks have?
I think, unfortunately, the limit does not exist. I'll ask you this. How much longer...
Vic, do you not like that question?
I have to tell you, when you were like, I'm journaling, I thought it was going to be like, hey, today I'm feeling like...
No.
This is like your half-baked stand-up thoughts.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
We how long does Starbucks have? We tried to do feelings, and it...
Well, they're doing the thing now where they have to like, where they're forcing the employees to write hearts and smileys on your cups.
Yeah.
That seems like a...
You got to earn
right
it.
Right before the end of...
Let me pose you this. How much longer does the sun burn?
Right.
And that's how long Starbucks has?
I think this phase of capitalism is going like, not only do you have to work long hours for less pay and like less benefits, but also you have to be so grateful and happy about it.
Right. And smiley face and hearts and stars.
Yeah.
Right. All the way to the bitter end.
And you're not allowed to say, please tip. You have to go, there's going to be a question on there for you and you can go ahead and feel free to answer that. No pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you proposing that we have reached the point of capitalism where we should be allowed to say, please tip?
We've reached the point of capitalism where we go, you have to tip me. I'm not getting paid enough, unfortunately.
I'm into this.
I'm into this. Is it's like,
you have to tip me.
The onus is on the consumer yet again to cover the costs of these billionaires.
Agreed, which means we got to get mad at the corporation. We can't be taking it out on the worker.
We
shop
can't
small.
Be taking it out of the worker.
Oh, it's not the worker.
It's. I totally agree.
I'm just very pro.
I'd like
we,
my
we should
tip.
Now embolden the workers to say, you have to tip
yeah,
me.
Yeah, if you're going to come here, this place that I also don't want to be, you have to tip.
You have to
I'd
tip
like
me.
The option on the screen to be, what are you taking out of the pockets of the board?
What are you taking out of the pockets of the board?
The board of directors of the Starbucks Corporation. They say, would you like to give $5 of their money or $10 of their money? I'm going 10 every time.
I love that. That's great.
That should be the option. Why my money again?
Again.
It's always my money, isn't it?
It is your money.
Every day it's my money.
Grant, do you have more?
Yeah.
I had one more in a similar vein.
You only have one more? We've been talking for an hour.
It took me that long to come up with it.
He's switching the cameras live.
Okay, LP, let's hear it.
People sleep on instant coffee.
No.
And that's that on that.
They can't both be coffee based.
I knew that's what you hated about it.
Well, my
I
third
knew
one.
That's what you hated
you're
going to
be
it.
Even more mad at my third one.
You have a third one that you that you hid?
It's even stupider. Are you ready for that?
They're leaving.
Vic's leaving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Vic's coming over to see. You want to read it out loud? You want to read it into Grant's mic? Read it into Grant's mic.
Can you even read my handwriting? Yes.
We'll say it at the same time.
And you don't like it?
Are AirPods
Buds Pro Max worth it?
Aren't you glad you drove all the way out here?
At least do a third coffee one. Like, at that point, if you're going to do that. I'm pissed.
Are AirPods Pro Max worth it? Tell us in the comments, boys and girls.
Give me one feeling.
One feeling. Yeah, Grant, how are you feeling
You
today,
don't have to write it down. Just say it.
Extreme exhaustion and burnout.
There
honestly.
We go.
Wow, that's something.
That's
do you need
fodder.
To sing about it? That's really great.
I love that.
Each and every week, Allie decides which brother is the best brother.
I have a lot of power.
And makes up a new song about it every single time. So we've entered that phase of the episode where Allie, based on how today went and how the week has been going, ranks who the best brother is. And yes, as a guest, you might make it into the runnings.
I want to be the best. I'm just going to throw this out there. I want to be the best brother, and I'll grab your Venmo after this, and I'll Venmo you $30.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Okay, I didn't know we could campaign like
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's I don't. Been, you could do that right now, and I don't hear
that's
you
That's never been proposed.
My brothers every week, they come to me with stupid shit.
Ranking of the brothers. Pageant rules. Brother ranked number two.
Who's number two?
My number two brother this week is Grant Gibbs.
Nice job, Grant.
Congratulations.
Way to come in number two, bro.
Seriously, congratulations.
Well done.
That's awesome.
Hey, you should be proud of yourself.
Grant and I went to go get hand rolls before this, and he told me I should be saving my money. Thank you, Grant.
I love that. Congratulations.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's bro looking out.
Brother yeah. number one this week is...
Hey, if it's you, I'm happy for you.
I don't want to spoil the show, but I can almost guarantee it's not me.
Okay. The best and my most favorite person in the room...
Come on.
It's Vic! That's right. And it's Vic because they have the most beautiful eyes out of anyone in the room.
Oh,
the best energy.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Most likability.
True.
Most successful, financially or otherwise.
Hey,
true.
Nice.
Hey, it's been
really,
a pleasure.
It was
been
an
a pleasure.
Honor.
No, I'm really happy. You know, I'm happy it went to someone. If it's going to go to anybody, I'm glad it's somebody I know.
Yeah,
you know
me
what I mean?
Too. Me too.
Really
I'm
glad.
Happy it was me.
Yeah. So it's great
that
to see you.
Too.
You know, congrats.
My favorite brother, Vic.
Thank
wow.
you. I needed that today. I'm also exhausted and thinking a lot about coffee.
Right.
And wow, all this shit was coffee-based and he's exhausted. You can draw a line. We have reached sort of the end of the episode.
No!
It's all a bunch of nonsense.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you'd like to switch again and,
yeah,
and
play
us out. But I do believe that all the people who listen to this podcast already know where to find you, but where can people find you? And what are things you're excited to talk to tell people about if there's anything.
So I'm too online. Don't. So where I would love is there's a bunch of terrible, horrible anti-trans bills happening around the country. So you can look at Zebra Youth in Orlando is an organization that I love, Lost and Found out of Atlanta, but truly, even in a safe state, there are tons of local organizations that could use your time and money and resources or just your follow, or Transgender Law Center is a big national one that's greater. Lambda Legal is also great.
We'll put some of those things in the episode description.
We ready?
They will be in there. And yeah,
thank
please
you,
play us.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see
that you were always there beside me.
No, 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 no.
Ooh. It's Vic Day.
Vic Day. So glad that Vic is here. Will Vic stay?
Vic stay.
So every day can be a Vic,
Vic day.
Day. Oh.
Vic
day. We love you, Vic.
We love you. We're so thankful you're here. I don't have anything I'm pushing right now. I dropped an album recently. Go ahead, listen
you
to that. It's
listen.
Fun. It's dumb. What else do we have? Nothing else that we're pushing, right? 2026. Piper,
tour?
Put your shoes on. We have a listener named Piper who is a young one who their mom called in and said, please encourage Piper to keep her shoes on.
Piper, put your shoes on.
Piper, put your shoes on.
2026. Girl, cook something. I swear to fucking God, if you cook something for a man, I'll come to your house and I'll stop it. I'll eat it before he does.
2026. Boys have more whimsy. To our youngest listeners.
Fun.
But.
gotta go. Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?